Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at Schwabvious.com.
If you're a homeowner, please, please tell me you locked in when rates were like 5.99, because every day since the Federal Reserve cut, rates are going up. Could it get worse? It could seriously get worse within the next 48 hours. So we're going to talk about in this video is it's not the election coming up, which this could be catastrophic for some cities. It's actually, are the tariffs? Are the tariffs actually going to be deemed legal or illegal? Well, the Supreme Court is hearing this tomorrow. This could be the biggest news that we've had in a long, long time. So my name is Dan Frio, folks. My goal here is to explain to you guys what the heck's going on with those each day and why. So basically, the main topic we're going to talk about today is we're going to skip over the election. We're going to go right to here, tariffs. Now, why is this such a big news? Well, here's what's happening. Tariffs are actually helping this situation right here. This is our national debt. And this is actually what most interest rates, that's why we have basically bonds, is because our government doesn't have enough money. So how they spend money or how they spend extra money as they issue bonds. We put all that stuff on credit cards. What the government does is when they don't have any money, they issue bonds. So the goal here is to drive down this number. Well, if you see it, it's not going down very quickly. We can see right through here, it's actually at $37 trillion and going up. Well, this thing could massively go up even higher if these tariffs are deemed illegal. Let me explain to you how all this works. Okay, so if you're watching my videos, hopefully, well, if you're a homeowner right now and you didn't take advantage of these rates, please go over to my website. I actually created a website or a tool here to help you guys out. So I created the RateWatch 2.0. What this is basically, if you're a homeowner, plug in the interest rate you would like me to reach out to you when rates hit there. So let's say you're at 7 and you're like, damn, when rates hit 6, reach out to me. Let's go over the numbers. And that's basically what that does. I don't sell the data. I'll be the one personally reaching out to you. So, but let's go over to here and see how this works. So when the government doesn't have money, they issue bonds. The more bonds that they issue, the more bonds that hit the market, well, it's going to drive down the prices of the bond because there's excess of that. Anytime you have an excess of anything, the prices go down to get rid of it. So when bond prices go down, here's what happens. We go over to the bond market right through here. Bond prices go down. This is the MBS. When the prices go down, rates go up. And this is what happened yesterday. And that's why mortgage rates went up. So today, it's not faring so well. We're up 4. I don't think that's going to do anything. But the situation we have right now is if tariffs are deemed illegal, we might have to refund billions of dollars. Where are we going to get it? We'll have to issue more bonds. What's going to do that with the price of a bond? What happened with housing in 2008 when you had a glut of homes hit the market? You had rates or prices plummet. So if you flood the market with more and more bonds, well, you're going to have the prices go down, yields going up. So that's what's happening. So let's go over to the Treasury Secretary. What options do they have if the Supreme Court deems this illegal?
The Supreme Court were to go against the president on this. Are you confident that another route can be found to continue with the policy and not get into the morass of trying to be? I don't even know how it would work if you had to, you know, start reversing some of the what we've seen with the tariffs.
Yeah, Joe, there are lots of other authorities that can be used, but IEEPA is by far the cleanest, and it gives the U.S. and the president the most negotiating authority. And again, when we get something like October 8th, where the entire manufacturing ecosystem in the U.S. and the world was at threat of shutdown, then it's very important to be able to have these. The others are more cumbersome, but they can be effective, it hinders the president's negotiating ability to be able to protect the American people and the American economy. So, you know, this is very important tomorrow, and you know, SCOTUS is going to hear this. And again, this is a signature policy for the president, and traditionally SCOTUS has been loath to interfere with these signature policies.
Yes. Okay, so that's somewhat good news. It looked like maybe he was reading off of something, so I don't know how that went. But there are options. This is the cleanest way to go, and they're hoping that the Supreme Court does rule in their favor. That is the biggest news that come out. Because if they deem it illegal, yeah, there's other ways to do this, but it's going to be a little stickier. They're probably going to have to refund money. It's just going to be a mess. And part of the big, beautiful tax bill was predicated off of this. So if this goes away, there's going to be ramifications everywhere, and that's not good news for mortgage rates. So here's what we're seeing right through here. We have MBSs right now up 5 ticks. That's actually good. Let's look at a 2-day trend, which isn't so good. That's up, well, it's pretty much flat. Let's go to a 5-day chart, and it is down. So here's basically when the Federal Reserve cut rates. They cut rates back here, and again, when this goes down, look at this chart. When this chart goes down, that means mortgage rates are going up. So the Federal Reserve cut, what happened? All the way down here, and that means mortgage rates went up. So did you take advantage of it? Let me check out the RateWatch tool that we have. Let's get over to the other markets on how they're faring. Hey, I just got to say something. If you're out there buying a house and you've been waiting for the house prices to go down and they haven't gone down, this might be an opportunity for you to at least look at the numbers again to see if maybe you could afford that house once again. If you're in that dilemma and you just want to kick the tires, I'd love to talk with you. Folks, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, so if you're out there in need of refinancing or buying a house, I'd love to be able to help you. I've been doing this over 35 years. If you're a home buyer, we have a program right through here. This will give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance if you need it. Even if you don't need it, check it out. The thing is with this, you don't have to pay it back. There's no lien. There's no payments. They're basically free money. But let's get over to how the markets are reacting today. Did you see Pelletier's earnings last night? It's insane. They talk like billions of dollars like they're pennies. But Pelletier, they blew away their earnings, but that's not seeming to matter right now. It's red all the way across the board. Supreme Court going to deem the tariffs legal. Where's the elections going to go? I think there's a lot of uncertainties through here. So we have the Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ all down. We got oil down at $60 a barrel. That is the sweet spot to be. At $60 a barrel, this helps inflation. Okay, so we know tariffs, they're going to drive inflation up. Okay, it's inevitable. This could help huge. Okay, so then we also have the bond market also dropping as well. So that's what we're seeing through there. Another part of this equation that's happening behind the scenes, well, not behind the scenes, if you watch CNBC or any of the financial channels, it's earnings season. So we have about a third of the S&P 500 earnings coming out in the last 2 weeks. Here's what we got. Pelletier blew away the earnings, but really what I'm focused in on is today, tomorrow, and the next week. Some of these AI companies, I get, but I'm more concerned about like McDonald's and Taco Bell and things like that, things where I go. So I'm looking at those because I think those companies are in a little bit of a dilemma right now because millennials, it's have and have nots. And what they're showing right now is if you're in the market, you're doing good. I mean, think of the stock market this year. It's probably up another 20%. The S&P's been up, I think, over 20% over the last 3 or 4 years. You need to get in the market. Each week, I usually come in here on Stock Talk Tuesdays, go over stocks with you and things like that. Let me comment down below if you would. Let me know if you still want me to do Stock Talk Tuesdays. Last time we had like 30 people and I don't know if I'm getting the people. So maybe I need to turn the dial and change what we talk about. So let me know down below what you'd like to learn a little bit more about. But my focus here is on mortgage rates and why they change. So right through here, here's what the Federal Reserve monitors. Now, this data isn't coming out. That's why the markets are saying, okay, what data can we really focus in on? So the markets have been focusing in on earnings. They've been focusing in on other things. But now in the next 48 hours, we got the mayoral race. And we have the Supreme Court judging on tariffs. So since we don't have any of these news things, we usually go to the economic calendar. Unfortunately, there we don't have the data either. Usually today we get what's called the JOLTS index. This is how many job openings and labor transfers there are. This kind of gives us the health of the jobs market. And then tomorrow we will have the ADP payroll numbers. So they're going to start coming out, I think it's weekly or bi-weekly, bi-monthly, with some data each week to give us at least an idea where the jobs reports are going. Now, the markets are going to use this data because there's nothing else out there. So we'll take a look at that. We'll track it over time. But I'm going to go out on a limb. If you stayed with me this long, I'm going to say that the government shutdown will be over by next week at this time. Let me know if you agree down there. I'm going to put a poll out there. That is my thing. So I'm posting that out there. I'm going to give you my reasons. Maybe by the end of the week, once they do come out of shutdown, and I'll say, well, here's what I knew was happening. So check out, check that out. But let me know below down there what you're thinking. But last but not least, since we don't have any data, folks, if you need some help when it comes to a mortgage, I'd love to help you. If you're a veteran out there looking for a VA loan, that you know you're going to some of those companies, check out my VA program loans up here. You guys are getting scammed, a lot of you guys. But if you're out there trying to figure out, you know, who's got the best rate in town, that's what you're looking for. Here, let me give you my slogan. My slogan's this: it's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare, or can't compare, your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, check out this video up through here. It's each Wednesday, Al and I come out here and we actually show you behind the scenes on what we do and actually how we do it. So if you're new to this, check out the video. If you want to check out what your rate would be, well, check out tomorrow's live event. We're going to be live tomorrow to go through this. Or what you can actually do is just reach out to us. You can give us a call right through here. Ask Dan a question right above my head, schedule an appointment, or just upload your loan estimate. Let's say you got a quote from another lender right now, and you're like, Dan, can you review this with your 30 lenders? Absolutely. What we'll do is we'll do a video. We'll break down what you're getting versus what we can get you. And hopefully, just hopefully, if we're beating them on the fees and the rate, we win you as a client. So that's what I do. That's our report for today. So folks, pay attention to what's going on in the markets. Pay attention to what's going on in your area. If you're looking to vote today, get out there and vote. But the biggest thing is pay attention to the Supreme Court's decision on tariffs. This will be the biggest market mover we're going to have in a long time. So thanks for watching, folks. My name is Dan Frio, and I love doing this. And if you love my videos, please subscribe over there. So every time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching, folks. I'll see you later today at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends. And why? Take care. Have a great day. See you then. Bye-bye.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open and happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.